This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you again to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We are on day 5, and today's devotion is titled, New Mercies Every Morning. New Mercies Every Morning. Our scripture memory is found in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Have you experienced God's mercy this morning? Think about it. Can you name at least 5 things to be thankful for today? This week we've talked about giving our time to God. We've talked about waking up with a cheerful attitude in the morning. We've talked about finding that perfect peace in Jesus. And today I want to talk about paying attention to God's blessings every day, because his blessings really are new each morning. Just the fact that you woke up this morning is a miracle in itself, right? But sometimes we don't look at life that way. Have you ever noticed that some people are able to maintain a relatively positive attitude no matter what's happening around them? Some people are more naturally optimistic than others. However, whether you're a natural optimist or a natural pessimist, it never hurts to focus more on our blessings and less on our shortcomings. Studies have shown that by cultivating an attitude of gratitude, we can increase our feelings of emotional well-being and just feel more satisfied and content with life. The first thing you might want to do, and I like to do this myself, is when you're writing in your prayer journal in the morning, when you're having your devotion time, you know, write down a few blessings each day. Remind yourself of what is really important in life and those things that you do have to be thankful for. Another option would be to have a separate journal, a gratitude journal, where you write down your blessings, and that's just a really wonderful way to remind yourself of all the things that you have to be thankful for. It can be as simple as enjoying a steaming cup of hot tea, or you know, the beautiful sunshine outside, or the flowers blooming in your yard, or I love to watch the birds outside my window, and that makes me so happy, and I'm thankful for the birds outside. So it doesn't have to be, you know, sometimes we look at, instead of looking at the small things in life and being thankful for just the everyday moments, we look at the bigger circumstances and maybe they're not exactly the way we would want them to be or dream of them being, and we feel discouraged. But by enjoying those things that are maybe the simple things in life and really acknowledging that those are blessings as well can help us to feel more gratitude. Something similar to keeping a gratitude journal would be to keep a family blessings journal. A good time to pull out this journal would be, say, at mealtime when everyone's sitting around the table together. You could have everyone suggest something to put inside the journal, something that they're thankful for. And just imagine how your family's life could be changed by just being more thankful each day. If everyone was thankful for the small things in life, don't you think they would appreciate each other more? As you work on being more thankful and having an attitude of gratitude, be intentional about it. Anne Voskamp, in her book, 1,000 Gifts, said, "Thanksgiving is the evidence of our acceptance of whatever He, meaning God, gives." And then later she says, "I may have always known that change takes real intentionality. Like a woman bent over her garden beds every day with a spade and the determined will to grow up something good to strengthen the heart." Maybe things haven't been the best. Maybe you haven't had the best attitude in the past. But just like the woman bent over her garden bed, you can cultivate an attitude of gratitude. Be intentional about it. Be focused on change, and change will happen. I also want to talk about something that I think women a lot of times are very prone to doing, and that's comparing ourselves to others. It can be a real problem, and when we compare ourselves to others, it sows the seed of discontentment in our hearts. Do you ever go to, say, Pinterest or your favorite homemaking blog or a crafty blog or a homeschooling blog and just feel like you don't measure up, like your life is nowhere near that perfect? I have to admit, I've been guilty of feeling that way sometimes when I see all the neat things that other people are posting on their websites or posting up on Pinterest and all these great ideas, and somehow my life just doesn't look that spectacular. I wish I could be more and do more and be that perfect mom, be that perfect wife, be the perfect home decor lady. You know, but I'm not always that person. There's not enough hours in the day to be that person. And being discontent with my own life doesn't bless me and it doesn't bless my family. And I don't think it honors God for me to feel that way. When we compare ourselves to others, we're really taking the focus off our own blessings and wishing we had somebody else's life. God has given each one of us a unique responsibility. He's given us a unique family. He's given us a unique situation where we can be a blessing to and minister to our own families in our own homes. And that's what really is important. So having an attitude of gratitude is great and all, but how do we handle disappointment? Because in this life, let's face it, disappointment happens almost every day. It's okay to feel disappointed, but don't let disappointment wrap its hands around your heart, because God has a plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." I love that verse. It's one of my favorites. If you haven't committed it to memory, you really should. The problem is, God's plans might be different from the ones I've made. His timing is also very often not the same as mine. I can't count the times in my life I've said, you know, Lord, you can hurry up now. I'm ready for it to happen. Go ahead. A lot of times, God says, wait, or he says, not now. Sometimes an answer to prayer doesn't happen for years. So why not just try and trust God? You know, he loves you more than you could ever imagine. And like Jeremiah 29:11 says, he has plans to prosper you. And while that may not mean you are become wealthy in this life or everything goes your way, in the end, it's going to be for your good. Psalm 37:4 says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." You know, this is one of my favorite verses. And just recently, actually, there was something that I had been praying for a long time. And I felt like maybe the opportunity for change was going to happen. And I was very anxious about it. I was worried. But I didn't know what the outcome would be. And I had written in my prayer journal my prayer about this particular issue. And I had also put in this verse, Psalm 37:4. And then the very next day, actually, while I was having my devotion, the devotional book that I'm reading had a story. And the memory verse for that day was Psalm 37:4. And the title of the story was called Disappointment. And I knew in my heart that God was giving me an answer, that things weren't going to go exactly the way I thought. But you know, the day before when I had prayed, I had also prayed that if God's plan was not for things to go the way I wanted them to go, that he would provide an answer to the problems that I was experiencing, that he would provide the things that I needed. And you know, I've realized since then that he has done exactly that. And God is so good to give us exactly what we need. Sometimes those things aren't, the things that we need aren't what we realized at first we needed. But he knows best. And if we put him first, great things will happen. There's a wonderful story in the Bible of a father whose son had an evil spirit in him. The father was desperate for help, and he asked the disciples to see what they could do. But they weren't able to help him. So the father pleaded with Jesus, "Help him if you can." Jesus replied, saying, "All things are possible to him who believes." Now right there we should say, wow, I mean, Jesus tells us all we need to do is believe. But unfortunately, much too often, I know I'm like the father who cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help me with my unbelief." In other words, this man believed, but he was still full of doubt. How often do you doubt the faithfulness of our loving Savior? Do you ever feel that there's no way he could help you or would help you? Do you ever feel like your problems are not God's concern or that he can't help you? Psalm 119:71 says, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes." We learn valuable lessons through our trials. Be thankful and praise his name. God is faithful. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you so much for your mercies every morning. I thank you for your blessings that you just shower down on us. Help us to see the blessings in our lives. Lord, you are so good to us. Thank you for your grace and for your mercy. Thank you for loving us, despite the fact that we don't always trust you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Well, I hope you have been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled, "The Whole Duty of Man or Woman."